just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
There are two rivers, one river is moving, and suddenly it encounters desert. This is the huge desert. There is another river. It goes ahead and merges into an ocean. So the two rivers have met, two different fates. Now what is the difference? One river has entered into the vast desert, Sahara, unending. And the other river has gone and moved and has become one with the ocean. So what do you think has happened? What is the difference? I'm not talking of Maya. I'm talking of desert and river, desert and ocean. What has happened? It has become silent. This one. It has become silent. This one. It has entered into the desert, and now it is no more there. There are no humans staying there. It's a vast, vast desert. So what is the difference now? The river has entered into the desert, and now it's getting lost. How can it get merged? It has got divided. Some water is going somewhere. But the desert is vast. The river has become sad. It has... There is no joy. It has stopped. River was not made for this purpose. River was made to go and meet its beloved ocean. So it has lost here. Even here also river is getting lost. Here it is no more staying as river because there are no more a bed, the flow, the shores. It is losing its identity here. It is losing its identity here also. Whilst the river is merging into the ocean. Yet what is the difference? This will make you wonder. This will? Here also it is lost. Here also it is lost. Yeah. There is something. There is a joy in merging in the ocean. There is a deep ecstasy. It is no more river here, but now it has become ocean. There are no shores, there is no bed. This small eye of the river has become the big eye of the ocean. Whilst here, it is scattered. It is broken. It has come to a standstill. There is a struggle. It's trying to find out its way out of the sandy ways. And the sand is hot. The river is soul. And the ocean is supreme soul. The goal is to be one with him, to merge in him. In his love. But instead of taking this path, then soul tries to take another path. It gets lost in the Sahara of this world, in the world of Maya, in the world of desert, where it becomes sad, unhappy. Frustrated, aimless, goalless, wayless, not knowing how to come out of this desert, because the desert is vast, deep, and the whole world is like that deep desert. If that barren is like that blazing desert, where are we going? Are we going towards the desert? Or we are going towards the ocean? There is an innate joy. In fact, the journey of the river begins with the goal of merging into the ocean. The river is starting from the mountains. The destination is always the ocean. On the way, it is serving so many. But that is not the destination. It is crossing so many states, so many places, villages, and yet. The river knows, I am made for the ocean. And this process of merging into the ocean is so beautiful. There is a fear. The river has reached the shore. It's about to merge into the ocean and the river doesn't want it for some time. It retracts, retraces her steps back. But yet, the impetus, the force, some internal urge makes her mingle into the ocean. The journey of the soul is the journey of the river. And in today's world, everywhere, there are sandy areas. There is every chance that we get stuck, trapped, lost. This is the Avyakta message of 15th July 2010. Probably there is some bhatti going on, some spiritual retreat going on, and Dadi is taking the news. There are many things here. Baba is welcoming, decorating with self-respects and so on. Uske baad Baba bole. Baap dada to is samay bachcho ko ishara de rahe hai ki ab bahar ki halchal aur aapki achal sthiti ka khel chalna hi hai. आपके निर्भय निर्व्यर्थ संकल्प का खेल चलना ही है. आप तो कल्प कल्प के निश्चय बुद्धि विजय रत्न हो ही. आपके आगे कैसी भी बातें आए, लेकिन आपके दिल में मन में कर्म में बाबा याद है. बाबा और आप सदा कंबाइंड है. कभी अकेले नहीं रहना. अकेले देख माया अपना वाइब्रेशन फैलाती है. अपना वायदा याद करो. साथ है, साथ रहेंगे, साथ चलेंगे. इस दृढ़ संकल्प में 1% भी कम ना हो तो बाप दादा सदा छत्र छाया बन सहज सेव कर देगा. स्टे कंबाइंड. द मोमेंट यू बिकम अलोन, माया स्प्रेड्स हर वाइब्रेशंस. वाइब्रेशंस वाइब्स ऑफ माया. The whole world is filled with vibrations of Maya. And what is Maya? What is Maya? It's a very difficult term to understand, furthermore difficult to explain. Maya is Maya, definitely. Maya means illusion. Different philosophies have define Maya in different ways. The Bhakti says that Maya is the power of God. Inscrutable, ununderstood, unfathomable power of the Lord is called Maya in the path of Bhakti. If you go for Vedanta, Monism, Noaldvelism, Mayavad, there Maya is name and form, Nam and Rup. Everything is that has got name and form is Maya. If you go to Sankhya Shastra, scripture of Sankhya by Kapil Muni, there Prakriti and Purush. Prakriti is soul, Purush. Prakriti, Purush is soul and Prakriti is Maya. So here Maya is different. If you go to the worldly people, they say wealth is Maya. If you go to different religions, then they have different words like Satan for Maya. Ahura Mazda in Parsis. The two force, Yin and Yang. The positive and the negative. The positive energy and the negative energy. Synergy and Rigorgy. The light and the darkness. Some say, untruth is Maya, darkness is Maya. Some say, Maya is an illusion. Illusion means it is not there. And many of the scripture, many of the saints, they say, mind is Maya. Mind is Maya. Maya and mind are one and the same thing. Destroy Maya. Destroying Maya means destroy mind. This mind is the source of all the sufferings. Manonash. No mind stage. Zen says, you reach the highest stage where you achieve no mind stage. Mind ceases. Aman. Illusion means it is not there and it appears to be there. There is optical illusions. There are auditory illusions. There are tactile illusions, psychological illusions. And how do you treat illusions? See it fully. There is a darkness and I see a man is standing there. But there is no man. In fact, it is a tree stump. But I see there is a man standing out there. And I am fearful. It is dark. He might be a robber. He would attack me. And I am fearful. But then I have a torch. How do I get rid of that fear? I shine this torch upon him and I see, oh, it's no more the man. Now it's no question of fearing. So the treatment for Maya is to recognize it. You go to a doctor. What he does? He first reaches diagnosis and then he starts with treatment. So diagnosis is different, treatment is different. In spirituality, diagnosis is treatment. That is the difference. How do I get rid of anger? No anger. If you can diagnose anger, finish, it's gone. If you know it is lust, then it is no more there. You know it is untruth, then it is no more there. Perfect understanding is perfect freedom. Perfect diagnosis is perfect treatment in spirituality. In medicine, diagnosis is different, treatment is different. And they diagnose what? They don't diagnose health. They diagnose disease, illness. You tell them your symptoms, your clinical features. And then they put you through a battery of tests. And then they make a probable diagnosis. And there are differential diagnoses. And after ruling out, they come to the conclusion, yes, this is malaria. This is dengue. This is typhoid. And the treatment begins. In the world of spirituality, the most important thing is diagnosis, not the treatment. Treatment, in fact, is not needed. Once you diagnose it, because the disease here is a physical ailment. Here the disease is illusion, Maya. So once you know this is Maya, you are free of it. You don't have to search. You know, this is not a man, this is a tree. Now you don't make any effort to protect yourself, to fight with that man. Because you know it is not any person. Similar. When you know this is Maya, so as I said, there are different definitions of Maya. When God came on earth, he said, Maya is what? Maya is your weakness. Maya is nothing but your internal imperfection. Maya is nothing but your deficiencies. You're lacking in something. Maya is nothing but those vices. That is the definition of Maya. So how do I get rid of those mic forces? Just know that. If you can diagnose, a yogi penetrates into the depth of his mind. He tries to understand every subtle emotion, every sensation, He tries to know the darkness of the subconscious. He enters with a torch and sees everything, every emotion, every feeling, every thought. He analyzes, reanalyzes, scrutinizes, investigates. Comes to a conclusion that what I am calling love is not a lust, is not love but lust. It's the perverted form of lust. What I am carrying, talking as a discipline and one has to remain strict, is nothing but an out branch of anger which is within me, which is the suppressed feeling of hatred. So, how do you conquer Maya? By fighting with it? No. How do you conquer Maya? Don't use the word conquer also. Because the moment you use the word conquer, there is a battle. There is a struggle. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to fight. You don't have to run away. There is a rope. It's a darkness. Rajju. I feel this is snake. Now what should I do? Should I fight with that snake? Or I run away out of fear? Both approaches are wrong. What is the best approach? Switch on the light. It is not rope. It is not string. It is not snake. It is string. So also, mind itself is Maya. The fluctuations of the mind. The moment you give it a higher direction, automatically Maya ceases, stops. Then, the river is not entering the desert, but river has entered into the ocean. So when it enters the ocean, it is a higher consciousness, man manabhava. The same mind, which is Maya, has become a beautiful instrument for the realization of God, for the intimacy with the Supreme. So Baba says, the vibrations of Maya are everywhere. But whom Maya attacks? Those who are alone. There are again two words in English to further complicate the matter. One is loneliness. Another is aloneness. And what is the difference? Dictionaries say they are same. But spirituality differs. Loneliness is a stage of sadness. In fact, when Baba is saying here, Akela, he is talking, referring to the loneliness. You become lonely. You become alone. You become sad, depressed. You don't want to talk with anyone. This is a stage of depression. When person loses all interest. Old English used to call this, or old medical English, melancholia. A chronic stage of sadness. Persistent. There is no sadness, in fact. But the person is not interested in things. Let's go for a walk. No, I'm not interested. Let's enjoy. No, you do. I'm just sitting. Let's go for class. No, I don't feel like. I'll read here only. We are low stage, low mood. That is loneliness. Aloneness is entirely different. Aloneness is something spiritual. Aloneness is ekant. Aloneness is solitude. This is the stage of bliss. You don't need anybody now. This is a positive, this is negative. You are so full. You don't feel like. Nothing you need. Nothing you want. Nothing you beg for. Nothing you plead for. You are in your own glory. shining. So Baba says, don't become lonely. Stay combined with Father. Why? Because the vibrations of Maya, akele dekh Maya apna vibration phailati hai. The moment you are alone, the vibrations of Maya surround you. And the godly vibration go away. These vibrations of Maya are very powerful. Even Baba, God himself, has accepted that. Don't think that your enemy is very, very weak. Your enemy is extremely shrewd, extremely powerful, cunning. Don't take it for granted. This enemy has defeated many in the past. The great, the stalwarts, so many are no more. So, understand the vibrations of Maya. And if you have any doubt, in today's Sakar Murli, twice Baba said, if you have any problem, ask me. Second place, for everything you ask me. Just ask me. I am the ocean of answer. I am the divine Google. Put anything. Nothing is un-Googleable here. I am the ultimate search engine. You will never get a reply. Words not found. You put anything. Any problem, any difficulty. Any word. Something it will show. Om Shanti.